And we are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid conservative and just plain right, just making common sense like a superpower. Hey, going on the phones right now, my fault for not staging my my ad breaks well, but I've got a few minutes now with my friend Jeff Poore. Jeff is the host of the Jeff Poore Show on FM Talk 106.5 down yonder in Mobile daily. He's also the editor-in-chief for 1819 News. Jeff Poore, how you doing, man?
I'm doing well. Yourself?
I'm good. You have a good Christmas?
It was all right. Yours?
Yeah, it was good. We're still celebrating. The grandkids just got here a couple of days ago, so we just had our Christmas gathering last night, actually.
We decided to do the day after Christmas start potty training boot camp. It's been rough.
Now, was this your first or second daddy Christmas?
Well, second daddy Christmas, but he's just now aware of kind of what Christmas is.
Yeah, it has a little bit of wonder to him now. Well, good on you.
I guess technically it's his third, but he definitely didn't know what it was that first time around.
Well, I hope you're going to have a happy new year. And since you're an Auburn fan, I'll go ahead and say War Eagle. I join you in that. But that being said, Auburn football notwithstanding, do me a favor. I've been asking folks on the line today to look back on 2023, because you and I and Dale and others, we all live, eat, sleep, drink, and breathe this stuff. What was the biggest story of 2023 in your opinion? And then what do you predict bigly for 2024?
I mean, I tend to look at things through a political lens, and I think this congressional redistricting is a more, I mean, it may seem at face value to be a South Alabama story, but I think it has broad implications from top of the state to the bottom of the state. I mean, obviously, well, what if Anthony Daniels wins a congressional race?
Yeah.
The minority leader from North Huntsville is now representing Spring Hill neighborhood in Mobile in Congress. I mean, how crazy is that? But, I mean, it's also like, everybody's kind of waiting in line to run for their next office. Does this shake that up? Would Barry Moore win this seat perhaps and go run for lieutenant governor? Or what could possibly happen here? So I think, you know, to me, that story has the most profound impact on the state political situation.
Okay, so you and Todd Stacey agree. He came out and said the exact same thing. He thought the redistricting of D2 and really D1 was the biggest, most impactful state level story that we've got from 23, and it's going to carry over. It's going to be a story that laps into 24 big time. And it could change the face of our entire delegation, by the way. You mentioned, you know, the Huntsville minority leader being a Democrat representing, you know, Spring Hill down in Mobile. But that's also changing what's been a, you know, six Republicans, one Democrat to a 5-2.
Yeah, but I mean, I think the DR stuff really plays to whoever the base is. But like, Terry Sewell is voting the same way for Alabama stuff in these committee hearings or whatever. She may vote along party lines outside on the floor, but this stuff, it's not the partisan. It probably isn't as big of a deal as it is just having the seniority, I think.
All right, so what are you thinking about 2024? What's the biggest story you see going forward for 2024?
Statewide, lottery gambling is going to fail miserably. They don't have the votes. They're kidding themselves right now. I don't know why we're going through this charade right now, pretending we could get something out of the House and it's just going to go die in the Senate. I mean, obviously, the presidential election, you're kind of wondering what's going to happen. And I don't know, like, what's going to stop Trump from being the next president again. I think it would be a much of an improvement and all, but just looking at this, trying to look at this as objectively as possible, like, tell me why I should have any sort of faith in Joe Biden to win re-election.
Why should you have any faith in Joe Biden to be at work tomorrow? I mean, the guy is, if there's ever been a limp noodle in office, it's him. And yet, what's crazy is people talk about age. It's not age, it's capacity. I mean, because Trump is literally only two, three, maybe 4 years younger than Biden, and yet he runs circles around him like he's like 20 years younger. It's unreal. But I agree with you. I think that the presidential election is going to be the overwhelming thing, unless something major happens on the like Iran Israel Gaza fight that winds up sucking us into something, then I think that becomes the story.
Yeah, if we're all of a sudden find ourselves at war, then obviously that would be way, way, way bigger. But the presidential election is going to be hard to top in 2024. But like I said, watch this legislative session. Watch to see if they try to sneak a Medicaid expansion through. I think this ethics fight is going to get really nasty, really chippy in a hurry. Legislature ought to be full of drama, if you're looking for something separate from elections.
Well, and I'll go ahead and give you kudos from your friend Dale Jackson, who said that he thought that the biggest story of 23 was the outing of Bubba Copeland, and the story itself was important, he thought, but he said, but it revealed the biases of the media to such an extent that it destroyed whatever credibility they had left, and that was y'all's story.
Well, I mean, that's a big story for 18-19, and I don't know how much it matters other than the straight-up shock value of it, but we knew this about the media. I guess it's just that these things go on in small towns all over, but, I mean, it certainly had a big disruption in my life by far in 2023. I don't know. Like, I feel like we handled it about as best as we could, and I stick by the decision to run it.
Well, I stick by your decision to run it for what that's worth, and applaud you for handling it the way you did, because you had every opportunity to sink to their level and y'all didn't. You just stayed in there and did a story. In fact, I feel certain that y'all actually held back on the story because there were aspects of it after he died that there was no reason bringing it out.
Exactly.
Yeah. All right, hey, brother, listen, you and I are Auburn fans. Todd Stacey was on. He's an Auburn fan. What's your prediction on tomorrow's game, and what's your prediction on the Rose Bowl?
I feel like they'll show up pretty well tomorrow. Auburn will. Not many hanging out. Some have already made their decisions on what they're going to do next year and so on and so forth. So we had to beat Maryland in the Music City Bowl. We had pretty good luck in Nashville. Alabama's going to blow Michigan out. I don't know. I'm not cheering for that, but I just feel like the fix is in.
The fix is in. All right, man. Hey, happy new year to you. We appreciate you.
Hey, thanks for having me on.
All right, take care. All right. Listen, we're going to wind up taking a break right now, and we'll come back after this. I got one more caller, Stephanie Smith from the Alabama Policy Institute. Give us her read on things. And I'm wondering, is she gonna look purely state because she's the Alabama Policy Institute's president? Or is she going to be talking about things on a national level? Either way, the perspective of people who dig into this stuff on a daily basis, it's instructive to me. It is. And I like hearing what their thoughts are on hindsight and foresight. That's where we are. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Y'all stay tuned. We'll be right back. Right Side Ruffians out there, you are listening to Right Side Radio, solid conservative, just plain right.